scroll back a little bit from last week. On one occasion, I heard these words: "My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy." I decide that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are opened. I poured out the whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which grace flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relation to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout eternity. The Feast of Mercy emerged from a very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the font of my mercy. Once, when I was very tired and in much pain, I told Mother Superior about it and received the answer that I should get used to suffering. I listened to everything that Mother told me, and then I went out. Our Mother Superior has great love of neighbor, and especially great love for the sick sisters, as everyone knows. And yet, as regards me, it's extraordinary that the Lord Jesus has permitted that she not understand me and that she tests me much in this respect. She gave all the consolation the others allowed to Sister Faustina. She just wanted consolation. Just asked her to take it easy. On this particular day, when I was feeling so bad and still went to work, every now and then I would feel sick. She has tuberculosis, breathing problem. It was very hot then. Even without working, a person felt terrible. Not to mention that it was like when one had to work while suffering. So before noon, I straightened up from my work, looked up to the sky, and great trust, and said to the Lord, "Jesus, comfort the sun, for I cannot stand this heat any longer." And oh wonder, at that very moment, a white cloud covered the sun, and from then on, the heat became less intense. When a little while later, I began to reproach myself that I did not bear the heat, but begged for relief. Jesus put me at ease. Simply will be sorry. Why are you, you know? So you should sustain, continue, but then you ask for August 13, 1936. Tonight, God's presence is pervading me, and in an instant, I come to know the great holiness of God. Oh, how the greatness of God overwhelms me. I then come to know the whole depths of my nothingness. This is a great torment, for this knowledge is followed by love. The soul bounds forward vehemently towards God, and the two loves come face to face, the greater and the creature. One little drop seeks to measure itself with the ocean. At first, a little drop wants to enclose the infinite ocean within itself, but at the same moment, it knows itself to be just one small drop, and thus it is vanquished, and it passes completely into God like a drop into the ocean. At first, this moment is a torment, but so sweet that experiencing it, the soul is happy. Many times you think, we embrace God and we love Jesus, so Jesus in you. But then you find that you just, in fact, Jesus embraces you with just a little drop. We many times say, Jesus loves you as you embrace, as you are so bigger than Jesus. But then you experience with just one drop of water into the ocean. When we say we love Jesus, really, we enter into His love. It's more He embraces than we embrace Him. I think it's one of the idea of Sister Saint Teresa of Lisieux. Once she mentioned this, the kind of, this one drop into the ocean. At present, the topic of my particular examen is my union with the merciful Christ. This practice gives me unusual strength. My heart is always united with the one it desires, and its actions are regulated by mercy, which flows from love. I spend every free moment at the feet of the hidden God. He is my master. I ask Him about everything. I speak to Him about everything. Here, obtain strength and light. But I learn everything. Here, I'm given light on how to act towards my neighbor. So she's always coming, asking the wise from Jesus how to treat this dead sister that Jesus knows. You can imagine her life is not easy in the convent. From the time I left the novitiate, I've enclosed myself in a tabernacle to get Jesus, my master. He himself drew me into the fire of living love, on which everything converges. So after the novitiate, she always encloses herself in the tabernacle. She begs with Jesus, or that Jesus embraced her all the time. September 25th, I suffer great pain in my hands, feet, and side, the places where Jesus' body was pierced. I experience these pains, particularly when I meet with a soul who is not in the state of grace. Then I pray fervently that the mercy of God will embrace that soul. We call the stigmata the fine pain, the fine holes of Jesus, the feet, the hand, the side. September 29th, on the feast of St. Michael, the Archangel, I saw by my side that great leader who spoke these words to me. The Lord has ordered me to take special care of you. Know that you are hated by evil. But do not fear. Who is like God? And He disappeared. But I feel His presence and assistance. So much attacker. If you really want to follow Jesus, the evil attacked you. Because the devil wants to attack Jesus through us. But attack us, if we go away, then successful. The devil doesn't want people going to Jesus, so he tried to shoot us. October 2nd, 1936, the first Friday of the month. After Holy Communion, I suddenly saw the Lord Jesus, who spoke these words to me. Now, I know that it is not for the graces or gifts that you love me, but because my will is dearer to you than life. That is why I am united myself with you so intimately as with no other creature. Many times we love Jesus so that we can have all the graces, special graces. But Jesus appreciates, it's not for gifts that she loved Jesus. Just purely, just love. Many times we love and so that we have love again. Come back, no? At the moment Jesus disappeared, my soul was filled with the presence of God. I know that the gaze of the Mighty One rests upon me. I plunged myself completely into the joy that flows from God. So all these experiences is really beautiful. When you experience the presence of God, you are just there. Won't do nothing, just to be stayed. That's why Peter, no? And the three apostles, when Jesus was, what do you call? On the Mount of Transfiguration, and they say, how nice Jesus. We built three tents. One for you, one for Moses, one for, and then we just want to stay with you forever. I continued throughout the whole day without interruption, thus immersed in God. In the evening, I felt as if it is a faint and a strange sort of agony. My loved ones to equal the love of the Mighty One. It is drawn to Him so vehemently that it is impossible without some special grace from God to bear the vastness of such a grace in this life. But I see clearly that Jesus Himself is sustaining me and strengthening me and making me capable of commune with Him. In all this, the soul is particularly active. So everything, we can't do much without the grace of Jesus. October 3rd, 1936, during the rosary today, I suddenly saw a ciborium with the Blessed Sacrament. The ciborium was uncovered and quite filled with holes. From the ciborium came a voice, "These holes has been received by souls converted through your prayer and suffering." So many conversion through her suffering. At this point, I felt God's presence as a child would. I felt strangely like a child. That's the gospel, no? We can understand. Jesus say, if you are not a child, you will not go to heaven. Of course, we explain this a childlike, but even childlike, still we have our head stubborn, but we just lose ourselves solely for the love of Jesus, not because of the taste or not taste. Even no taste, still, Jesus, I love you. And that's not always easy. But one day I felt I would be unable to carry on till night and asked sister for something to eat because I was going to bed earlier as I was not feeling well. That sister answered, "But you are not you, sister. They only wanted you to have some rest, so they make up the illness. Oh my Jesus, my illness is so far advanced that a doctor has separated me from the sister to prevent them from becoming infected. And yet one is judged in this way." Tuberculosis is contagious, so she's living apart. No consolation, no mercy from the other sisters. "But that's good. All this is for you, for Jesus, my Jesus. I do not want to write much about external matters, for they are not the reason for my writing. I want, in particular, to note the graces granted me by the Lord, because these are not only from me, for many other souls as well. She write down all these experiences for us. In one way or another, we experience something alike. When you come so early in the morning, surely you want to say, "Love Jesus, I love you." But many times our heart is so preoccupied by so many things and so many hazardous experiences in life, and we just got lost. October 5th. Today I received a letter from Father Sopoku. I learned that he intends to publish a holy card of the Merciful Christ. He asked me to send him a certain prayer which he wants to put on the back if he received the Archbishop's approbation. Oh, what great joy fills my heart that God has let me see this work of His mercy. How great is this work of the Most High God. I am but His instrument. Oh, how ardently I desire to see this face of divine mercy which God is demanding through me. As it is the will of God that it be celebrated solemnly only after my death, even so, I rejoice in it already, and I celebrate it interiorly with my confessor's permission. So they're not yet published, not yet public, the celebration of the divine face of divine mercy. Maybe she said, maybe after my death, so many times, only after you left, then people remember you. No, so when you are there, people hating you a little bit. And as a matter of fact, I saw that a video on the life of Sister Faustina, and one of the sisters narrating about the story. She's the same time of Faustina. She's a little bit senior in it, but the same age. From the first day, she was so jealous of Faustina. She made all the ways in her life make him life difficult. And after her death, she was interviewed by the people and she confessed all her life. It's making hard time for Sister Faustina. You can imagine. Well, and this it is her conversion after the death of Sister Faustina. How great is the work of Most High God. I am but His instrument. Oh, how ardently I desire to see this feast of divine mercy which God is demanding through me. If it is not the will of God that it be celebrated solemnly only after my death, even so, I rejoice in it already. And I celebrate it in theory with my confessor's permission. I saw Father's entrance today, kneeling and engulfed in prayer, and suddenly Jesus stood by him and holding out both hands over his head, he said to me, "He will lead you through, do not fear." This Father Andres, another spiritual director. The one is Sopoku. This one is Father Andres. Jesus putting his hand, he will lead you. October 11th, this evening, as I was writing about this great mercy of God and this great advantage to souls, Satan rushed into my room with great anger and fury. He seized the screen and began to break and crush it. I was a little frightened at first, but immediately made the sign of the cross with my little crucifix, and the beast felt quiet and disappeared at once. So hold always by your side some holy objects blessed. Sometimes there's attack. You see, she hold the crucifix and make a sign of the cross. If you don't have, I can give you one rosary. Always at hand. Sorry. I'm going to say attack, but sometimes The Lord said to me today, go to the superior and tell her that I want all the scissors and want to say the chapter which I have taught you. Then to say it for 9 days in the chapel in order to appease my father and to entreat God's mercy for Poland. I answered the Lord that I would tell her, but that I must first speak about this with Father Andres and resolve that as soon as Father comes, I will speak to him at once about this matter. When Father arrived, that the circumstances were such that they prevented me from seeing him. But I should not have paid any attention to the circumstances and should have gone and said to the matter. I thought to myself, well, I will do it when he comes again. Oh, how much that displeases God. In one moment, the presence of God left me. That great presence of God, which is continuously within me, in instantly felt away. At that moment, however, it completely left me. Darkness dominated my soul to such an extent that I did not know whether I was in the state of grace or not. You see, if she is not following the desire of Jesus, she understands, she got a lesson. Therefore, I did not receive Holy Communion for 4 days. Contrition. After which, I saw Father Andres and told him everything. He comforted me, saying, you have not lost the grace of God, but all the same, be true to him. The moment I left the confessional, God's presence enveloped me as before. I understood that God's grace must be received just as God sends it, the way he wants, and one must receive it in that form under which God sends it to us. Oh my Jesus, I am making at this very moment a firm and eternal resolution by virtue of your grace and mercy, fidelity to the tiniest grace of yours. Respond to the grace of God. That's more important. And that's the will of God for us. We will make the great or small things. At night, all night long, I was preparing to receive Holy Communion. Since I could not sleep before, because of physical suffering, my soul was flooded with love and repentance. After Holy Communion, I heard these words. You see what you are of yourself, but do not be frightened at this. If I were to reveal to you the whole mystery that you are, you would die of terror. You see, even she loved Jesus so much, Jesus showed her the mystery of oneself. Die of terror. Many times we thought we are quite okay. Maybe 60%, 70%, 80%. Or Jesus might tell you, -1. We thought we are quite holy. And this, you see, if to Faustina, you will see your misery, you will die of horror. Or the same way, as one of the messages from our Heavenly Mother of Medjugorje, she said once to the visionary, if you know how much I loved you, you will have joy overflowed. You will joy with tears. So much our Heavenly Mother is loving you, loving us. If so much Jesus loving us, you would cry with tears. We just take it, you know, so far away, Jesus so far away, and no, nothing experienced now, but no love, and, you know, wow. You see what you are of yourself, but don't be frightened at this. if I were to reveal to you the whole misery that you are, you would die of terror. However, be aware of what you are, because you are such great misery. I've revealed to you the whole ocean of my mercy, because we are just merciless that God showed his mercy to us. We are weak, so that our strength is not from you, it's from him. Many times I'm strong, not at all. I reveal to you the whole ocean of my mercy. I seek and desire souls like yours, but they are few. Your great trust in me forces me to continuously grant you grace. You have great and incomprehensible rights over my heart, for you are a daughter of complete trust. So this trust is very important. Jesus continued to share with her because we trust. So miserable, but trustful. So if we are, at least if we are not that strong, at least learn to trust. Otherwise, have nothing. No merit, whatever. At least trust. Otherwise, the grace cannot come in. You would not have been able to bear the magnitude of the love which I have for you if I had revealed it to you fully here on earth. So much love, so much we can't breathe, no? If God show us this reality, we will die of joy, overjoy. We remain untouched. I often give you a glimpse of it, but you know that this is only an exceptional grace from me. My love and mercy knows no bounds. So remember this word, trust. The word, although in Chinese, but this, Jesus said, trust in you. So this is a key word, trust. We are miserable, the call, but only trust. You want me to do the image, no? If you lose so much light for us, we'll die of cried with tears. But also see our misery, so horrified, you'll die of fear, terror. If we see it, you know, if Jesus is telling Faustina a state of soul, if you see, imagine how we are. She's already, according to us, already 99% pure love for Jesus, right? Pure trust already. And still, if see you, Jesus told her, if you see your real self, you'll die of terror. You thought you love so much. Maybe for Faustina it's already 99%. But still, you know, she considers pure. But with the eye of God, purity is, I think, it's far, far, far from our imagination. That means God loves us so pure, and so much, want to come into us. We take it easy. Today I heard these words. No, my child, that for your sake I grant blessing to this whole vicinity. But you ought to thank me on their behalf, as they do not thank me for the kindness I extend to them. So just pray for them and get for the grace that they do. Lord, respond. For the sake of your gratitude, I will continue to bless them. You see, maybe your people doesn't know, but you can on their behalf pray for them. You know, so many people doesn't know that this message is beautiful today, especially today. You know, how bad we are, and still God is so merciful. Just little word, trust in me. Little word, already Jesus satisfied a little bit. But if you see how much we are, my goodness, I can't imagine. Oh, my Jesus, you know how difficult community tonight is? How many misunderstandings and misconceptions? Despite, at times, the most sincere goodwill on both sides, so still arguments, still one another against one another, all in good will. Everybody thinks, I did the best for you. And they can't accept what you are. But that is your mercy. Oh, sorry. But that is your misery, O Lord. We shall know it in eternity. However, our judgment should always be mild for one another. We try to judge people in a strict sense of the word. We are the judge for others. Eternity. It is a great and immeasurably great grace of God to have a spiritual director. I feel now that without him, I would not be able to journey alone in my spiritual life. Great is the power of a priest. I thank God unceasingly for giving me a spiritual director. Today, I hear these words. You see how weak you are. So when shall I be able to come on you? Question mark. I answered, Jesus, be always with me, for I am your little child. Jesus, you know what little children do. Now, this is important. Today, I heard these words. The graces I grant you are not for you alone, but for a great number of other souls as well. And your heart is my constant dwelling place, despite the misery that you are. So God abides in us, even we are so miserable. When we receive Holy Communion, although many times we are not worthy, at least you have no capital sin, Jesus is there. But you are so weak, you still stay. I unite myself with you. Take away your misery and give you my mercy. So, thank God, he takes away our misery and give us mercy. I perform works of mercy in every soul, no exception. So, writing this for us, that's not only for sinful sinners, for you today, now, this moment. The greater the sinner, the greater the right he has to my mercy. My mercy is confirmed in every work of mine hands. He who trusts in my mercy will not perish, for all his affairs are mine, and his enemies will be shattered at the base of my footstool. I say once again, the graces I grant you are not for you alone, but for the great number of other souls as well. And your heart is my constant dwelling place, despite the misery that you are. I unite myself with you, take away your misery, and give you my mercy. I perform works of mercy in every soul. The greater the sinner, the greater the right he has to my mercy. My mercy is confirmed in every work of my hand. He who trusts in my mercy will not perish, for all his affairs are mine, and his enemies will be shattered at the base of my footstool. So the key word today, the trust. In other words, we are so miserable. Many times we don't admit that, or we do not believe that we are so miserable. But in the eyes of God, we are still far, far, far. We thought we loved Jesus, and the word of Jesus is telling us we are far from it. We presume that we love God so much, so much, so much. be afar from them. Don't worry, Jesus says, don't worry, because he says, there is always attacks, but trust, trust, trust. Okay?